Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to bring to you a metaphor. And this is a metaphor that was sent in via email from Liz. So Liz, I hope you're listening because I really want to give you a big thank you. I know I responded to you in the email, but right here I want to say big mahalo for you sending this in. Metaphors are awesome for healing. And you know, all of you have heard me talk about the fact that I worked with a lot of people over many years in different ways, meaning wellness consultations, eating disorders, and working with people with eating disorders for over a decade, I was actually able to see the power of the metaphor, the power that metaphor has in healing. And I got to see this up close and in person, seeing the work of Anita Johnston, who wrote the book called Eating in the Light of the Moon. And this book is chapter after chapter of metaphor, and it's used to unlock the hearts and the minds of those yearning to heal. And this was specific to eating disorders. Anita is an amazing storyteller, and to be with her in person and have her share her stories and her metaphors is almost magical. But if you can't see Anita in person, and if you've struggled particularly with eating disorders, I suggest that you read this book, Eating in the Light of the Moon, because it shows the magic of the metaphor. The gift of the story and metaphor is to open the hearts and the minds in us all. So today, we're not talking about eating disorders and Anita's work so much, but we are talking about our listener, Liz, who sent in this awesome metaphor. And I really want to thank you, Liz, because this shows me what you guys are out there doing, that you are out there taking your own breadcrumbs that you're following in your own life. You're paying attention. You're doing your mindfulness work. You're journaling. You're meditating. And you're following back into yourself, your own stories, your own metaphors, and then to put those out into the world and use them and share them. This is an awesome way of zeroing in and making concrete your own healing is by sharing it, sharing what is working for you and how that can affect another person. Like to be able, this is what we do in the group. We share what's working for us. You can see someone is struggling. They ask a question, maybe a question that you have actually had in your past. And so you come forward and share in the group, either on the call or in the Facebook group. Share what works for you. Just as Liz is going to share with all of you her metaphor that helps her in her times of need. And, you know, this is the way that we heal. Healing is not done in a vacuum. We do a lot of our work in solitary times. We are on the meditation cushion alone. We are writing in our journals alone. Even when we're doing our exercise and taking good care of our bodies, it might be in our family, but it may be alone. But when we can actually reach out and share or help another, we begin to see how strong we really are and how much we have gained on this journey. We didn't walk all this way or climb ourselves out of the wormhole for nothing. We are full of wisdom once we have taken even a few steps further, and just those few steps more that you have taken than somebody else. You can share that. Don't hold back. This is a great way, like I said, to make concrete the work that you have done and the knowledge that you have now gained by doing the work and taking the time to take steps forward. It's amazing. You may not think you know much, but I am telling you, I know this from decades of working with people. They learn something and don't just keep it to themselves, but go out and help another, share with another, even write it down in a way. Maybe there's a group that you can share it in, or even sharing it in a different manner. Maybe you're learning something about your anxiety, but you see the life potential that this has in all of life, not just in anxiety. Most of what we talk about here is not just for the little tiny niche of anxiety. This is for life. This is for moving forward in many different areas in our lives. And maybe you can share this with a friend through a relationship struggle, or through a dealing with changing a diet or making some other changes in life. Anytime we make a change, we can feel that we are healing, that we are moving in a new direction. And that can be an awesome time for you to share the knowledge that you have gained by walking this path and climbing out of this wormhole of anxiety. I hope that you will do that. And if you have some successes you'd love to share, just as Liz is sharing her metaphor today, be sure to send that to us at anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, let's get started with what Liz has to say here. She says, "Hi, Gina. I know on the podcast you talk a lot about different metaphors for anxiety and how it helps relate to how we deal with anxiety. I actually have a metaphor I have come up with recently that I wanted to share." All right, Liz, we're going to share with everyone your metaphor that you have shared with me. Thank you so much for allowing me to talk about this on the show. Liz says, "For me, anxiety attacks is like going into a haunted house. The very first time we go into it, it's really scary. We don't know what to expect, and something seems to be lurking around every corner. We're terrified, and we don't really know how to handle ourselves. Sooner or later, we get out of the haunted house and are just so relieved it's over. But for some reason, probably not understanding anxiety too well, we go back inside the haunted house. And even though we have been inside this before, we freak out even more because of the fear of being scared and the fear we remember having before. It's such a cycle. Going in, being scared, and finally coming out. It isn't until we pause during the time we are out of the haunted house to think about the idea of what if the haunted house isn't real and the things inside the haunted house are not either. They are just scaring me. And this is when we finally get some mindfulness and some wisdom. But oh no, we are in the haunted house again and we forget all about our mindfulness. Since we are scared, it's hard to remember. So when we finally get out of the haunted house, we go back to our practices of being mindful. It takes time and patience, but eventually the haunted house doesn't scare us as much. And even when we are in the haunted house and new monsters are in there to scare us, we remember that the monsters are not real. We may find ourselves in the haunted house when we least expect it. But with time, we spend less and less time in the scary house and more time outside. Just noticing the haunted house from time to time. This helps me, Liz says. This metaphor, maybe it could help others. Love, love, love your podcast and all the wisdom it brings into my life. Aloha, Liz. Big mahalo to you, Liz, for sharing your metaphor with all of us. I hope that this helps all of you look at your anxiety from a different perspective, just like Liz going in and looking at it from a different perspective, as in looking at the haunted house, the fear, being down the wormhole. Ooh, that feeling. We're so scared. And we're so scared of being scared. And just like Liz says in here, sometimes it's hard to remember. So what do we do when we're finally out of the wormhole or we're out of the haunted house? We must go back to our practices of being mindful each time. Because just like Liz says here, we can eventually spend more and more time outside of the haunted house. And when we are in the haunted house, we can then remember that this is only scary. There's nothing wrong. We're not being hurt. And we can just notice the haunted house from time to time. What we do is, with this kind of practice like Liz is talking about here and that I talk about over and over again, is that we need to practice when we are not afraid. We need to spend that time when we are out of the haunted house or out of the wormhole and do our mindfulness practices. What that does is it digs us deeper into what peace and calm is, how to find it on our own, and it also keeps us further away from the haunted house and further away from the wormhole. So we're changing things from two different directions. And I'm telling you, it works. And it worked for Liz. And she is practicing this in her own way with her own metaphor. And I hope that you guys will do that too. Really big mahalo, Liz, for sharing once again. And I hope that everyone who is listening will consider coming up with your own metaphor. And again, if you'd like to share it with us, I'd love to hear it. I hope this has been helpful for everyone. You know that we do this work and it is something that requires patience, and having anxiety or a lot of stress in your life, you may not have as much patience as you think it takes to do this, but you must just start where you are. And you just put one foot in front of the other and you practice when you can, which is every day. You practice your mindfulness, you do your meditation, and all of the other practices that we talk about. If you have a favorite practice, I would suggest that you go deeper on it and that you keep it going on a daily basis. This is not something that we can just do once in a while. The important thing is that we remember to do it somehow, put up sticky notes, put alarms on your phone, because the fact is when we feel better, we think we don't need to do anything. We think we're fine. It's almost like the pain had very little memory until something bubbles up and we're starting to slide down the wormhole again. And then we think, oh no, I need to do something. But that's not the time to do it. I mean, do it then, because do it whenever, but the time to really practice is on a daily basis and be consistent and do it when we're feeling okay. This is what really builds up the strength inside of us to be able to stay away from the haunted house or the wormhole. All right, everybody. I hope that you'll be checking in with us with your own metaphors. And now for today's quote. Healing takes courage, and we all have courage, even if we have to dig a little to find it. And that's from Tori Amos. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.